being carefully blessed. Even if she makes it because she finds it clean, she still has all the Bible. Is Biteras Sofik Midah or Biteras Pada Midah? So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says, Aval Yigia is Festo, Kidin Biosim Nadera, Asura, Dea Bismanibo, the Raise, Hayokul Mishim Sinai, the Mazakin Lobituma Sofik. So is a Sofik Midah. Tosfos Shite is that according to Mandoma Vestas, the Raise, So, if she didn't make a bdike on the day of the veset, and she made a bdike a few days later, even if she finds herself teiro, is considered the vada midah. Let's see the taste. You'll see it in the taste. I feel like gias man vesta muteres, tei meich muteres, haramunem bishvues, peripezul kalim periko yisho, hazol ne yisroel jifrisum nishisehim samoch vesta, Best is the Raise, so she's only Sofik needy if she didn't make a Bdika Nima Vest. But according to Teisves, according to Mandoma, that Vest is the Raise, she is the Vada in it. That's the Machlekes. So, Elo Yitmar, Och Yitmar, Rabbin Lushon, Shigiash as Vesto, Avoligiash as Vesto, Asuro, Kosova Vest is the Raise, Rabbin Vachonoma. Afilo igiash as festo, namu muteres, so she can make a bdika, let's say, a veset is on the 25th day, and she didn't make a bdika on the 25th day. On the 28th day, she makes a bdika and she finds herself clean, so she's muteres the bailo, because he holds vestas is the rabba. So rabba vachonoma, afilo igiash as festo, namu muteres, because our vestas is the rabba on Rashi. Best is Rabbanon Yisrael Racham Livdik B'yim Besto Shemo Tire Umiyo Eichet Loi Have B'yi Avel Yadiru Nibotko Eloi Botko Loi Eloi Misapkin Loi Bitume. Rav Ashe Masnoch Omar Avune Lo ishono elo shein lo veset liyomi elo yeish lo veset liyomi ulikfitis kibim dimemais italia milse ein eloi kofitz lo ichazoi avo yeish lo veset liyomi nasor le shamish kosova veset de reis. Let's see the rash. Lo ishono hodit nan peches kastara dimashma afil igia is festo. Elo bein vel veset liyomim lechodaye belo ikvite. Elo ikvite uliyomim. Im echashin in evesto. Musho biderach shiva yomim. Ach avesto. Deach shof imeres biyomim shiachil litaye. Af in igi avesto amrino. Tovlo veim tzorir. No, that we didn't learn. So, avo yeish lo veset liyomim asur lishamish. Kosova avest is the reis. Rabbi Vachono Amar Afil Yeish Lo Veset Liyomim Muteres Kosova Vestes De Rabbonon Vestes De Rabbonon. So there is a Machlekes whether Vestes is the Raisa or Vestes is the Rabbonon. If we say Vestes is the Raisa, so if a woman did not make the Bdike on the day of the Veset, and then a few days later, even if she makes a Bdike and finds clean, so she's asuro libailo, and she has to count 7 days as of the day of the veset, and then go to tefillah to be mitaras libailo. If we say vestes the rabbanon, so it's true she's mochayeves to make a bdike mit the rabbanon on the day of the veset. But if she didn't make a bdike on the day of the veset, and now it's a few days after the day of the veset, if she makes a bdik and finds herself clean, she's muteres labailo. And we pass Betreffes aber. And then there is a machleke between Rashi and Tesis. If we, according to Mandoma, the Tvestes is the Reise. So according to Rashi, she is in the Misophic. And according to Tesis, according to Mandoma, Tvestes is the Reise. She is in the Bivada, in not Misophic. Omar Rav Shmuel Mishmid Rav Yechen Isho Sheyesh Lo Veset Bailo Mechashiv Yimei Vesto Ubala. If a woman has a Veset and then he was away and then he came back, so he has to figure out when was her Veset, and then he counts 7 days after the day of the Veset. So then, if she goes tefillah after 7 days after the day of the veset, so is mutaras. Is mutaras. Isha sheish la veset. Baile mechashiv imei vesto. Im shor b'derach shiva yomim. Let's say he left on the day of the veset, and then he was on the journey 7 days. Then he comes back. So mimele is mutaras. The achshav imed is beyond shechil litay. So, afil yigia vesta amrinon tovlo v'intzorich l'sheyal. So he doesn't even have to ask her. Suppose, see, he can't ask her for some reason. So mimele, he can rely on it. Omalei, Rav Shmuel ba'yovel Rav Abbe, Omar Abiechen afil yalde. Yaldo means a very young woman, so then she might feel inhibited, you know, in telling him. If she is not so young, so then she doesn't feel inhibited. So Mimele, he can assume, since he figured out it's already more than 7 days after the day of the Veset, so he can take it for granted that she went feel already. Mashinke, because if she didn't, she would have told him. She doesn't feel inhibited. But if she's very young, maybe she feels embarrassed to tell him. So maybe he's not allowed to have competition with her until he checks it with her. Afil yaldo de bzizel mitzvah omalei otuv adevaso mi omar abiecherev. If he, in a case where the husband knows that on the day of the Veset she had a riyazdan, then he's not allowed just by counting 7 days and to take it for granted she went tefillah. Maybe she didn't. But in the case where he doesn't know whether she saw dam or not, so there is a possibility maybe she didn't even see dam. And even if she did see dam, so it's very, very likely that after counting 7 days she went tefillah. So Mele can take it for granted that she's there. So Mele, even by young one, he can rely on that. Eimad Omar, so, Otuf Adai Roaso Miyoma Rabbi Yechanan, Eimad Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Sofik Roaso, Sofik Loi Roaso, Vim Tim Tzalim Roaso, Eimad Tovlo, Aval Vadai Roaso, Miyema Di Tovlo, Aval Vadai Roaso, Miyema Di Tovlo, Havali Sofik Vadai, Vein Sofik Meitzim Mi Vadai. Rashi. So even by Yaldo, there is a possibility that she feels inhibited to go to tefillah until the husband tells her, because she's fearful. But since it's not Vaday that she raso, there is a possibility raso. And then, assuming that she did see, it's very likely that she did go tefillah, even though she's young, that she didn't feel inhibited in going tefillah before the husband told her to go tefillah. So Mimele, we rely on that. Ave sofik leheter, valeli savin sofik meitz, adon medivar shalei. So the Gibora said that in the case of Vaday Roaso, then we can't rely on the probability that she won't feel it just because it was already 7 days after the vi. Because in Sofik Meitzi Mirivada, what is in Sofik Meitzi Mirivada? It means even a Sofik Akorev Livada, where there is a part, as here. After all, let's say Vada Rasa. But in all probability, the woman went to Philly after counting 7 days. 7 days. So, but since his father Rasa, so he cannot be Meitzi Mirivadas, neither until it is conclusively determined the total, and we cannot rely on probabilities. So in Sofik Meitzi Mirivadai means even in Sofik Akor of Livadai is a probability. If it's Huzak or Nido Bivadai, so she can be, we can be Meitzi and be Nido only if it is a Vadai Gomo, but not on the basis of a probability of a Sofik Akor of Levada. So the Gemara is the Kashi, isn't it? So that we do say Sofik Meitzim Levada. In other words, Sofik Akor of Levada can be Meitzim Levada. Vim Sofik Meitzim Levada, Vim Sofik Meitzim Levada, Viloi Vatanye, Chover Shemeis, Vinyach Miguom Leopereis, Afilim Meimon, Harim Becheskas Misukonim, if a chover who is so miserless and everything, if he died and he left a crop of peres and he didn't mention before his death whether he was misaking the peres or not, so then we can take it for granted that it's misukonim, harim misukonim. V'ocher vadai tevu, sofik muser, sofik eni muser, v'kose, sofik umitim divadai. So the Gemara says, "Hosam vada vivadayu." The Reb Chanina Chozoye, the Reb Chanina Chozoye, Hazok al Chover, Shini Meitzim Tarashon Tovo, Shini Misukon, Dosh Misukon. So it's not a mere probability; it's a vaday gomu. But where, let's say, like saying that the woman went tefillah just because she had an opportunity to go tefillah, it's already 7 days after the imaveset. That's not the Vaday Gomor, it's only Sofik Akor the Vaday. So if it's Vaday Nido, we don't rely on a probability to be Meitzi Midi Vaday Nido. Hosom Vaday Vaday Ukit Reb Chanina Chuzoye, Dom Reb Chanina Chuzoye, Chazok Al Chover, Shini Meitzim Tarashodi Dobo, Shini Misukon. Vi Boi Seime Sofik Yisofiku, over there, by Chover Shemeis, it's not the Vaday Gomor. It's not Vaday Tevel, it's Sofik Tevel. But how is it Sofik Tevel? After all, there was already Meruach to place and everything, so it became Tevel. The answer is, there is a loche that it doesn't become Tevel Midaraise until there was Rias Meabayis. Suppose somebody harvests the crop, the tree, and then he leaves it on the field and he doesn't bring it into the house, into the barn. So then, even though he makes meruach, he winnows it and everything. So, in other words, what is meruach? There is two pshat in meruach. One pshat is meruach. Meruach means the winnowing of the grain. The winnowing of the grain. In other words, when we drive away all the chaff from the grain, and one pshat is imeruach means the smoothing out of the crop. When you take an instrument and you smooth out the crop, whatever meruach is. So when does the tree become tevel? Midraise after meruach. But there is a mandoma who says that Rabbeishes, that even if there is meruach, but if the grain was not brought into the house, it was left on the field, and it was winnowed and smoothed out, but it wasn't brought into the house, into the barn, so then it's still not ever meruach. So Melech Chover Shemeis, and suppose it brings it into the house, But he doesn't bring it through the regular door, but he brings it through the window, through the roof, you see, through the skylight. So then it's not, even if it is brought into the house, but if it's not brought derech Pesach, so Mimele, even though there was meruach to place, so it's still not ever midraise. So Mimele by Chava Shemeis, v'niach migom le'epereis, even though it was already after Gmar Meloche, but maybe it was brought in the house, even if it's in the house, maybe it was brought in the barn, not the regular way, not through the door, but through the roof. So Mimele, it's not Vaditevel. So Mimele, we rely on Sofik Meitzim Yevadai, and we say in all probability it was Misakin. Mashenkin in a case where it's a Vadai Gomo, so then we cannot rely on improbability. Now let's see the Rashi. ואורך הדבר היטבול דוחזינו שנגמרו לחתון מורוכן איבו יסעים לסופי ויסופי קודח היחד עם סאפקלון עם הסרלי אוכנם מסאפקלי דימולי טובו וליחי ומאי סעדי מקרבי אישי איילה ומכניסו במי שלו ויתדשף די טבול מסחי ומאי סעד בריאס מהבייס כשרי אס הפסח וכן בשעס ריאס מהבייס ונגמר מלאכת ומאיסר סור ומחייבה אף על פי שהוא דושו וממרחו לאחר שהכניסו. So there are several possibilities that it's not even dries. One is maybe he was maybe he even if it was Nimrach and he brought it into the house through the regular channel, through the door. But if he brought it in the house with his chef, and then he was Mimarachet, even if he brought it into the house, the regular through the door, but since the Achnosel is a Chabayis was before Meruach, so then it's not Tevel Midrash. And then there's another possibility. Even if the Meruach took place on the field, and then he brought it into the house, but he brought it in the house through the roof, so it's not Tevel Midrash either. So it's not 100% that the crop that the Chover left when he died was Tevel Midrash. Maybe it was only Tevel Midrabanan. So Mimele we rely on probability. Gereichet misabke lo nimasrei lo yochnam misabke indil molitov ulechai v'maiseh deimik rabbi she'ayla umachnis abimeichalo deintelo misrei v'maiseh obriyas me'abayis kishere es ha'pesach וכן נבשסרי עשמי הבייס לנגבו מלאכת ומאיסר סור ונחי ואף על פי שאיתושו וממריכו לאחר שהכנסו מנדעה ואמח מספרס דרגג ועיקר פיפל ובייס אפילו אינו רחס דיקאים לא נפטורו מן המאיסר ולרוע עשס הפסח. So he says, "Doma Rabbi Shie, Mal Modom Tal Tvosei, Umachniso Bimeichalo, Kidei Shetei Behemte Yecheles, Uptuo Min HaMaiseh." In other words, if something is Tevel Midraise, so even Achilas Hari is Osa. But if something is not Tevel Midraise, so then Achilas Hari is Muter, but only Achilas Keva. So Mele, if he's behemte is a chalas, so it's afil lachem ruach. So Rashi says, "Loch hanokat behemte dila machlodu moslemi maroche di namelu mechayim deraise rabbonum gozar lachilas keva afil bedosh el nigmar melachte avol maachol beimo." So it's always are. So keva shalom is are choshev lo di tlam misachas peye. machle beim Leifes lechayes hashiim rach, hilkoch kol kamer lechayes in devil de reise, even if there was meruach, but if the meruach took place after hachnosel is a chabayis, so mele it's not devil mit de reise, so then achilas ari is muter, and achilas behime is always achilas ari. Kol kamer chashiv reise machle beim tibik, boach ekim dikel mimadovit lo krabeishe, mutor ni odom, So anyway, it's mashma from this Gemara that even if it's Vaday Gomor, but if it's Ishael in the Rabbanon, so then it's safe, Sofik, Akorov, Levaday, it's Meitzi, Milivaday Gomor. But if it's an Isa the Raise, so then Sofik, Akorov, Levaday, it's Meitzi, Milisofik, but not Milivaday. Vatate im Sofik Meitzi Milvadai, Vatanya Maise Bishifrosi Shomasi Kerobirimain, Shitlo Neifa Libeir, Ubokein Vitis Bileda, im Sohor Nikevo, Ubo Maisel Vichachomin Vitiaru, Vitneshahuldo Bardless Mitsuim Shom, Vorhe Livadai Tilo Neifu, Sofik Ruo, Sofik Loyeru, maybe the weasel by that's a chulde or a bardless. So megaret, but sofik loy beer, but it's vaday that there was a tumor in the bear because she dropped a fetus into the bear. But since it's very likely that a chulde took it away, some male will rely on it. So we see the Sofik is made in Vaday, even when it's a Vaday Gomo. Because the Sofik, Vorcha the Vaday Itil and Eiffel, Sofik Yerua, Sofik Lo Yerua, because the Sofik is made in Vaday, Lo Itame Itil and Eiffel Beya. Then it's a Vaday Gomo. So we cannot rely on probability of Sofik Akor of the Vaday made in Vaday. But Elokimin Nefer, in other words, something dropped, and it looked like an evil, but it could have been not an evil. So he says, "Elamik min evil, voleidaim zocher nikeva katane ha'ekama u'bokein ve'itzi voleidaim nafli pinefli pilim ruach pilim v'itim zloyer nefli pilleidaim zocher nikeva." So in other words, say noch name, we don't say Sofik Meitzi, Sofik Akor Levadai, in Meitzi Levadai Gomo. But here the Braise is reference to the case where it wasn't Levadai Gomo, when it wasn't established that she dropped a fetus. Maybe it was just Ruach. What is Ruach? Anything, if the fetus is less than 40 days, is considered like Ruach. So then we rely on the probability of Soki Akor Levadai that Bardless or Huldo Geros Mashain King, where it's a Vade Gomo, we don't rely on probability. Then the Gemara has another Tarez. The boy is saying, King, the Huldo Bardless, and the Zoom Shom, Vadai Geros. Right now it's the Rashi. In Zoharu King Hochemoyo, Umeroi, Sumishamari, Sony, me tume vitare, Iname, she goesly the bays, the gals with the mosset, Rachel, Israel, men are calling me to Moso, Vieshamin, Leda Imisayes, Manava Escobono, Im Yerb Mishmartin, Lorav, Felicity, Bishwil, Te Relachas, Likulamishmore, Lai, like in Afshiloche. Fishari, Hilah, a carbonic called Manchet Tirso, became Moshnish near the Hochamu, Klumu Boylai of Lave, a lavi to Mesmes, a Lakin Amoratoyo, we caught in Vishokos, the Isholot, the Lyric, Kitiao Melames, Kimi Nathel, the Kasofi, the Sofiku, Tilmi Korlav Nathelu, Vadai Geruo, Vadai Geruo. Now, we have to learn a few things. Hoche Itma, daf tesvoro midalof. Lo yishamehu, אלא שהוא הגיע שעס פסטה. לא היו לי להרזם מה שמתחילו לישון ולשאים לפסט. באמסו, דהדהיד החסכסטר, כי גם אונם כפיר כמה, כל בייל לבייל דיקה, אפילאים לפסט. ויוכל להיסי, בייש לפסט, נמי כשהגיע שעס פסטה. אלא מייש ולושן, שעום התחילו בלייטיז. אפילו הגיע זמן פסטה מותרס. תאימי, היך מותרס. הרבינם בשביל ספרק וייס, וכאן מפרק או אישו, עזור לבניס ישראל שיפרסו משסיין סמוך לבסטה. So what did he say? רבו באחונה, he holds בסטה לרבונם. So even הגיע שס בסטה, שיש מפרס. But the question is, all the question is, it's question, how can he say בסטה, שיש לרבונם? In other words, מי דרעי, so we don't have to be חיישיש, but there is a ניסה דרעי, of love alishte samokh the best. In other words, if a woman has a vest, let's say every 25 days, so he's mechuyev to be perish from her. Why? Maybe she'll see dam in the midst of the tashmish. In the midst of the tashmish. So how can you say vest is abba? This stays as kash. All the shenim is the same kash. Tei meheich mutaris. אמרינם בשבוע ספר בייס וכאן פרק או אישו עזור לישראל שיפרסו משיסיין סומך לבסטו ויש לימה כששוע עשה חפסטו שיבו יומים שיחילו ליטווי איירו דיסופיק תפילה מציאו מדיסופיק רס כי דהיד רבי יחלים בסומך so in other words when he's אפילו הגיע זמן וסטו is מטרס so that means that if after the Vesta 7 days expired, so even if she did see down, she had an opportunity to mitaya herself by going tefillah after counting 7 days. Kishas ha-havesta, she was young, she chilli tefillah. The sofik tefillah mitziya mi the sofik rasu. Kahit rabiach nim somuch. Oman dom ha-vestas de raise, afil shuasu kishios man tefillah asuro. די פאדער רוס חשבן לו און מיט דער קאך יש לי דאג די די סוויל רביך אין סמוך פסט דער רבון ביקוז רביך נאמע מיט בייסס רביך נאמע מיט בייסס אומא אומא ליי רשמואל איז סו אומא רשמואל מיט מיר רביך אין יש שיש לבסט בייל מחשב ימי וסטו אנד די קאונטס 7 days after the Imaveset, and then he's mutalovel without checking it up, because he takes it for granted the chins that even if she did see down 8 days ago, so she had an opportunity to go to Tfile after counting 7 days, so he doesn't have to check it with her. Why? Because Sofik made him Mirivadai. So since Vestes is the Rabbonon, it's not a Vadei Gomo. Masha'inkin, if Vestes is the Raise, then it's a Vadei Gomo. So Sofik Akorov Levada is not made in the Vadei Gomo. So Teise Shiki is here, in this Teise, Uman Doma Vestes the Raise, Afil Shoaso, Kishios Mantvile, Asuro Di Vadei Roas Rashina, not like Rashi. Rashi says, Halacha l'meish misina, dimar zikino lo bito ma'asofik. Dimar zikino lo bito ma'asofik. So, even if we say verses, the Rai say, she's only sofik nidhi. She's only sofik nidhi. But, according to Teisves, according to Mandoma, verses the Rai say, she's considered a vadai nidhi. So, maybe we cannot say sofik akor levadai, is meitzi, is meitzi mirivadai asofik akor levadai mashenkin if we say vesses in rabbonon so some mele the isofik since it's a probability it's isofik akor levadai because no probability since she had an opportunity to retire herself of the needles by going through after the 7 days so no probability she did it. Some mele she's muteres without checking up. Anyway, but the question is, how can we say Vestas is the Rabbonon? how can we say Vestas is the Rabbanon? But there is a Nisea of Love Ali Isha Samuchu Vesta. Isha Samuchu Vesta. So, Teisves mentioned the Tkashe, but Teisves doesn't discuss the Tkashe. Teisves only mentioned the Isha of Azol de Israel, how is the Kashe. How is she muteres according to Yom Aves is the Rabbanon after he counted the 7 days after the Yom Aves? So Teisves says she is only muteres after the 7 days if she shows achavesto 7 days. So it's on the basis of Sofika Korav Levadai is made simidi Sofik. Is made simidi Sofik. But the question is, Just as Mandamau says, Vestas the Raisi, Vestas the Raisi. So we cannot say Sofik Meitzim Midivadai, because then in Sofik Meitzim Midivadai, Sofik Akol Vadai is not Meitzim Midivadai Gomo. So the Mandamau says, Vestas the Rabbanon, but the Isa of also love Alishto Somach Vestas, that's an Isa the Raisa, so we should say Vestas is the Raisa. That Kasha Tesis doesn't ask, but the other Rishenim ask. So the Teretz, some Rishenim give it Teretz that it's only an Asmachti, that Azor Vezartem is the Israel, is only, so we learn out. As all the Israel she ifrisum and she saying, Somuch Levesto, that is not in Rosh anymore. It's only in Asmach. Oh, Tisvov, Postik Ramadale, the Zaltem is me Israel me to Mosul. So the Gemara in Shavuos learns out from that that Hazor Love Alish Day Samuch Levesta. There's the day of the Vest. If she has the day of when she usually has the period, so even though she didn't sit down, he has to be perish. And if he is bald or some male is ever and is the rice. Because maybe she'll see Dam in the midst of the Tashmish. In the midst of the Tashmish. So some Rishenim say, but how about Mandoma who says Vestas the Rabbanon? So we are not Cheshish. So the Mandoma who says Vestas the Rabbanon, which she's not even considered a Sofik Nide, but Vazalte. So many Rishenim give the Teretz, it's an Asmacht. It's not an Issa Reis. And some Rishenim give the Teretz that the Issa Reis is only on the Tveset Mamish, not Somoch Vesto, but Beis Vesto. Let's say if a woman, let's say, is accustomed to have the period every 25th day at 10 o'clock in the morning. At 10 o'clock in the morning. So that how the husband is also love Yoleo midrais, but to be also love Yoleo the whole daylight or the night time, that's only midrabon. Then the Arishenim will say that it's mamish nisadrais, and not only the show of the vest, even somuch levesta. Is a Nisa the Reis. But why do we say Vestas the Rabbanon? And even if she didn't make a bdikah on the day of the Veset, let's say the day of the Veset is the 25th day, she didn't make a bdikah, now is the 28th day, she can make a bdikah if she finds herself clean, so mimele. So then she mutaras the bailo. So the Ro doesn't explain it, but the Achreinim, they explain it. So the Nibihude, I think it's Chuve Nun Dalet or Nun Hei. So he says, true that we say Erach Bismanibo, but as against the Erach Bismanibo, there is the Chazok Mikor of Chaskasteo. After all, she is a Teo, so she has the status quo of Teo. So Mele, the Cheskas Teo prevails over the Chazoke of Eir Abizmanim. And then, but the Hashulchan gives a very good terrors, the Hashulchan. The Hashulchan says, true, Eir Abizmanim, but the fact that she's not aware of any argoshe, usually when a woman has the period, she has a certain sensation. And of course, if she had the sensation, then of course she's asur. So we are dealing with a case where she has no awareness of having the period. So mele, the fact that she has no argoshe indicates that it wasn't a abismanib. It wasn't a abismanibo. Enochaname, if the woman is not mentally sound, so then it would be osa midaraisi. Even according to Mandoma, the festus midarabono, because a abismanibo. But if she's not, if she's mentally sound, so then, and she is not aware of any argoshe, so mimele, she's muteras, but that's only after the vesit. So we have the raya, she didn't have any agoshi. But before the vesit, he's also lovely alel. Maybe in the midst of the tashmish, she'll have the period. That's what the Rosh Hashulchan says. And the Rosh Hashulchan of Shad seems to be very mistaba. Now, I want to go over the Ramban and the Rashbo and this Gemara. It's very important, very important. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says, Omar Shlokish Mishum Rab Yudin Isiye, the who should go Motso Bisech in Inoso, Rashi says, Shlokhi says, "For who should go most of the sechim in also lamed yeh b'ri, aval acha lamed dayeb dik, hoyu stam noshim chazion misefein." So it is reference to a woman she ain't a veset kavua, because if she has a veset kavua, why lamed yeh? Lamed yeh is not important. Only ligabe a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. So then, the 30th day is the inner bainis, bainis. But the gabi woman of vesit kavua, so it's not lamed yei. It all depends when the vesit was. So Rashi says, "Bhu shebo motzo b'sechim ein also lamed yei miri, aval acha lamed yei, bayeb dike hoyl stam noshim chazion liseifein." Hoyl stam noshim chazion liseifein. is Masikan Rashi. He says that the Gemara is Mashma, that Rishlokishes Memre has reference to an Isha Shemavest. Am Rishlokish Mishim Rabbiud and Isiya Vuhu Shebo Mosu Bisichim Inosu. So it is reference to an Isha Shemavest. So then we say Vuhu Shebo Mosu Bisichim Inosu. But in other words, only Sviches Kestare if he comes before the 30th day. But if he comes after the 30th day, since she's a Nisha Shein of Eset, some Mele Yest Becheshes, maybe she had a rear because she doesn't have a Veset Kavua. Masheinke, if it's a Nisha that has a Veset, so then the 30th day is no reyese, I mean. So it depends whether it is after the Yemayin or it's before the Yemayin. However, from Rashi it's mashma that Rishlokish's memory has reference to an Isha Sheish Laveset, because Rashi says, Bisech Yemayin also, Lamed Yeh, if it's an Isha Sheish, so in other words, he said, Bisech Yemayin also, Lamed Yeh Meriyeh. Lamed Yein L'Rie, Ava L'Acha Lamed Yein is by a B'dike, Hoyu Stam Noshim Chazion L'Seif Eino. So he says, I don't see how is it Muchach from Rashi, that Rashi applies it to a Shlokshish's memory, to an Isha that has a Veset Gevuah. But he, the Ramban, says so. Now here's the Lashon of the Ramban. There is a hechach from Rashi. That according to Rashi, Rishlokish's memre has reference to an Isha Sheish Loveset Kavua. Because first Rishlokish says, Mishum Rabbid Nisiye, Vihu Shebo Moso Biseich Yemei Noso. Lamed Yem Liriye, Avalacha Lamed Bayeb Dike, Hoyl Stamnoshim Chazim Lisefein. Then, אמר אבונה לא ישון על השם לובסת, אבל יש לובסת עושה לשם משלט אליי, עד הרבה, איפך מסתפר, אין לובסת, אין החזוי, יש לובסת, ווסת קביע לו, אלו יתנה הוך יתנה. אמר אבונה לא ישון על שלא יגיע שס וסנו, אבל יגיע שס וסנו אסור. סורי, רשי סייז, לא ישון על דחמוצו סייכי מאינוסו, So according to Rashi, Ravune relates to Rishlokish's memory, because Rashi says in explaining Ravune's memory, Lo yishonu dechimotzo tzeichim inoso. Who mentions motzo tzeichim inoso? Rishlokish. And in explaining Rishlokish, Rishlokish mentions Pisech Yemein also Lamed Yein L'Rie. So, in other words, and Rashi says in explaining Ravune, Ravune certainly speaks of a woman who has a Veset Kavua, because that was the Kashi Adar Rabbi Yifchem Stavre, Ein Lo Veset Ein Chazoye, Yeish Lo Veset Veset Kvielo. Eloitna Hochitna, Omar Avune, Loishonu, by woman who has a Veset Kavua. שדה צ'יז מותרס, אלא שלא הגיע שספסטו, אבל הגיע שספסטו עשור. So like this, we could say that Ravune doesn't apply to the Shlokish member. Ravune discusses the Mishneh. Kol Anosh, the Mishneh says, Kol Anosh, Michas Kastar Le Baleyen. So, Loi Shonu, Elo Shloi Gesh Asvest. So, Ravune certainly has reference to a woman who has a Veset. Because he says, אמר אבונה לא ישנו אלא שלא יגיע שספסת אבל יגיע שספסת עשור so he makes a distinction between יגיע שספסת or not יגיע שספסת that's only שייך by woman who has a vested קבוע and that was the reason as to why אבונה says לא ישנו אלא שלא יגיע שספסת because at first אבונה said לא ישנו אלא שאין לו vested so now he changed it and he says that the Mishnah has reference to a woman who has a Veset Kavua. So the Mishnah says a woman who has a Veset Kavua. So is Becheskastar Lebalein. The Mishnah can have reference to every woman. A woman who has a Veset Kavua. A woman who doesn't have a Veset Kavua. But it certainly has reference to a woman who has a Veset Kavua too. So in respect to a woman who has a Veset Kavua, when the Mishnah says Kol Anoshim Becheskastar Lebalein, so it's only Al Shaloi Giyashas Vesto. But after the Veset, so Asur is not Becheskastar. Is not Becheskastar. But Masheinkin Rishloki, so the Ramban says, so Ravunes Memre has reference to a woman who has a Veset Kavua. But Rishlokish's Memre, when he says v'hu shebo moso b'seichim inoso, and that means lamed yein, so that is reference to a woman who does not have a veset kavua, who does not have a veset kavua. Mashenki Rashi says, so that according to the Ramban, Ravunes memra floishonu shleigesh asvesto has reference to the Mishneh, not to the Shlokishes memra. Mashenki Rashi says, who mentions Rishlokish? So Ravune has referenced not just to the Mishneh, he has referenced to Rishlokish Memre. And Rishlokish himself has reference to a woman who has a Veset Kavua. And still Rishloki says, V'hu shebo moza b'seichim inoso, kidim the 30th day. But after the 30th day, so then she has to have a b'dike. B'seichim inoso lamed yim li avla. We have a tremendous chiddush in Rashi that even a woman who has a veset kavua, so she's asur libaylo on the 30th day. After all, the psak is that which woman is asur libaylo on the 30th day? A woman who has no veset kavua, so then she's asur in the ein beninis. This is the 30th day. But if a woman has a veset kavua, suppose her veset is the 35th day, does she have to make a b'dike on the 30th day? No, doesn't have to make a b'dike. But from Rashi it appears, that even a woman who has a veset kavua has on the 30th day, she has to have a b'dike on the 30th day. And the Ramban assumed that according to Rashi, a woman who has a veset kavua has to make a bdika on the 30th day, the ein beninis, even if her veset kavua is beyond the 30th day. let's say, suppose the woman's veset is every 35th day, every 40th day. Now is the 30th day. So Rish Lakish is saying she has to make a bdik on the 30th day. So the Ramban is masik. The Ramban is masik. So this is what the Ramban says. Vush bo mozo b'seichim l'noso. Pirsh rashezal shleishim yem l'riyeh. Then he says, Ela bazu shepirish me'eino li'isha she'isha leveset eino mechver shekid mishalu yigia is festo hechnoch shleino vali kol she'isha leveset kavua domeo misolekum imenu azman haveset di ravuna masnissim kore ul di day elos. Some words are missing here. I don't have the agoyas of Rabbi Solomon here. So I must listen to you. Uldidei yeish loveset chesheshes levesto v'lo leino. Ein loveset chesheshes leino. In other words, so the Ramban is chilek on Rashi, and he says that Ravunes Memre has reference to the Mishnah, not to Rish Lakish. True, Rish Lakish has reference to a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. So she has to be chesheshes for the 30th day. But Ravune has reference to the Mishnah, and he doesn't discuss a woman who has a veset kavua. He discusses a woman who does not. Ravune has reference to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses also all women, a woman who has a veset kavua also. Mashenkin Rish Lakish, he has reference to a woman who has a veset sheini kavua. So mele, so loishonu elo shebo, loishonu vihu shebo umotso b'seich imeino, so before the 30th day. So is muteres, Rish Lakish says. But the 30th day, she's not muteres to him. Because she has to be chishish on the 30th day, a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. Mashenk, any woman who has a veset kavua. So, and if the veset kavua is after the 30th day, so she's becheskas misolekes dam until the day of the eino. So she doesn't have to make ibdiki. So it's masik on Rashi. So in other words, according to Rashi, that Ravune's memory has reference to Rish Lakish's memory, and Ravune definitely discusses a woman who has a veset kavua. Since Ravune's memory applies to Rish Lakish's memory, so that means that even a woman who has a veset kavua, and if the veset kavua is after the 30th day, she's still chesheshes on the 30th day, so the Ramban is masik. Mele, he says, Ravune's memory does not have reference to Rish Lakish's memory. He has reference to the Mishnah. And vis-a-vis a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua, if the veset kavua is after the 30th day, so then on the 30th day she doesn't have to make a tikkun because she is becheskas misolekes dam. However, the Ramban shiti is, suppose a woman has a veset sheni kavua. Suppose a woman has a veset kavua, but the veset kavua is before the 30th day, the 25th day. But she didn't see any dam on the 25th day. Now is the 30th day. In view of the fact that she missed the period on her due date, so Mimele, she has to be chesheshes on the 30th day. In other words, the Ramban assumes, that Rashi Shite is that a woman who has a veset kavua has to be chesheshes for the 30th day for the inabilities, even if her veset kavua is after the 30th day. So he's masik on Rashi. But the Ramban Shita is, if the Veset Kavua of the woman is after the 30th, so that woman does not have to make a bdika on the 30th, she doesn't have to be pereshes mibayla on the 30th, because she's becheskas mflakes dam. Mashein kein, if the Veset Kavua of the woman who has a Veset Kavua is before the 30th day, is on the 25th day, but she missed the period on the 25th day, then, and since she missed it, so we say something irregular with her. So maybe she has to be cheshes. Maybe she'll have the period on the 30th day, because that's the inabenis, the inabenis. The Rashba, however, he said that Rashi has reference to that, according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, that a woman who has a Veset Kavua has to be Chisheshes on the 30th day, but he says even Rashi only applies it to a case where the Veset Kavua is before the 30th day. In other words, let's say a Veset Kavua, she has the period every 25th day, and the 25th day she missed it. Now is the 30th day, so Rashi says she has to make a bdikah and she's asur lebayla. Why? Because in view of the fact that she did not have the period on her due date, so mele we have to be cheshesh, maybe she'll have it on the 30th day, because as Rashi says, ustam noshim chazion lisefeino. So the Rashba realizes, he says that Rashi does not have reference to a woman who has a Veset Kavua and whose Veset Kavua is after the 30th day. Then Rashi would be made it on the 30th day, she's becheskes mishlekes dam. But he says, according to Rashi, Rashi has reference to a woman who has a Veset Kavua, and the Veset Kavua is before the 30th day, and she missed it. Now is the 30th day. Her Veset Kavua is on the 25th. She didn't have the period on the 25th. Now is the 30th day, so Rashi says she has to be cheshes. And the Rashba is chiliki mandat. He says, when does a woman have to be cheshes for the inner beinanis? Only if she doesn't have any Veset Kavua. But even if she has a Veset Kavua, even if the Veset Kavua is before the 30th, and she missed it, we still don't have to be cheshes. She missed it, all right, she missed it. But since she has a certain day, she, even though she didn't have it on that day, she doesn't have to be cheshes for the 30th day. So when does Rish Lakish say that she has to be cheshes for the 30th day? Only if it's a woman who has no Veset Kavua. So in other words, we have three shittas. One shitta is the shittas Rashi, according to the Ramban's interpretation of Rashi, that even a woman who has a Veset Kavua has to be cheshes for the 30th day, even if the Veset is beyond the 30th day. And the Ramban is chelik. And the Ramban says, but if the Veset is before the 30th day and she missed it, then she has to be cheshes. Then the Rashba assumes that Rashi Shite is like the Ramban Shite, but he is chelik, and he says that vis-a-vis a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so even if the Veset Kavua is before the 30th day and she missed it, she still does not have to make a bdik on the 30th day. Only a woman who has a Veset Sheni Kavua, so she has to be cheshes for the 30th day. And that's the way you pass. In other words, a woman who has a Veset Kavua, whether the Veset Kavua is before the 30th day or the Veset Kavua is after the 30th day, she does not have to make a bdike on the 30th day. Who has to make a bdike on the 30th day? And I saw the bylaw, only a woman who has a Veset Sheni Kavua. So these are the three shittas. Okay, believe it.
fourth and third first trimester of the pregnancy is completed.
You mean a doctor?
The doctor told her. So would she have to be choshesh for the Aron Beinonis?
I don't know.
Or just for her?
That I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Shame refinement.
Yeah.
Then he told someone who I know that he has to shell up. And he told him that a figure before the first trimester is completed, as long as she knows she's pregnant, they don't have to worry about it.
It's another shell. Now you're asking about pregnant. Before you didn't ask about
the
pregnant.
The Roshiva stated previously.
Yeah, but not. But now you mentioned something else.
What I mentioned was, if she
it's
knows
two
she's
separate
pregnant,
questions.
If the doctor told her she's pregnant,
yeah,
or
but,
some other reason.
But now you're asking another question, you see. Now you're asking another question. But before you asked, according to the Ramban, a woman who has a veset kavua, not a pregnant woman, a woman who is not pregnant, she has a veset kavua, and the veset kavua, a veset kavua is before the 30th day, let's say every 25th day, and she missed it. So the Ramban says when the 30th day comes, she's a soul of Baila. Because since she missed it, so she has the same status as a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. She has kavua. So you asked, suppose her veset kavua is on the 25th day and she missed it, but the doctor says he knows why she missed it.
She's pregnant.
So what?
He knows she's pregnant.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Or some other reason. And he tells her she's not going to have
but a veset. Does the woman have a veset kavua or a veset shini?
Veset kavua.
You see, if you inject the fact that she's pregnant, then there's nothing to do whether she has a veset kavua or a veset sheni kavua. A muberes is muteres lebailo. Whether she has a veset kavua, she
but
doesn't
have
a veset kavua.
But not usually during the first 3 months.
What is that?
But not usually during the first 3 months.
Okay, what?
The Roshiva said very
Eilich name. Because he took a upro. So there's nothing to do with the Ramban, you see. I think you are discussing two separate questions, you see. At first I thought you asked a question in regard to the Machlekes Rishonim, Rashi, Ramban, Rashbo. Now you mention Muberes. It has nothing to do with these Rishonim. Muberes, the Aloch is, the Takonis Rachon. I don't know what Rabbi Hanuman passed, what anybody else passed. But if you ask me, the Aloch is, and that's the Din Poshut. We cannot rely upon the fact that doctors know she is Muberes. The Takonis Chachomim was, there was a Takonis Chachomim that Samuch Levesta is Asur Lebaila. But by Muberes is an exception. And the Takonis Chachomim was only when it's Hukaribo. Hukaribo means after 3 months. But if it's before 3 months, even though it was established that she is Muberes, so the Kule of Muberes don't apply. So it's nothing to do with the yesh lo veset, ein lo veset. It's nothing to do with it. So I don't know why Rabbi Hanuman passed that she's muteres lebailo on the 30th day, even before the 3 day months are over.
I didn't understand the psak either because of that halacha.
So then it doesn't make sense. If that was his psak, it doesn't make sense. At first, I thought you asked about him.
I asked first about Stam, about what the Ramban would hold.
Ramban doesn't discuss Muberes.
Let's take away Muberes. Some other health reason. Doctor tells her she's not going to have the vessel.
That doesn't matter. It's irrelevant what the doctor says. There is a Takonis Chachomim that the vessel is Yasur Lebayl, some of the vessel. It doesn't make any difference what the doctor said. The 3 months expired.
She doesn't have a
new Muberes. So it doesn't matter that she took the pregnancy test. So what do you prove? But it has nothing to do with the Ramban. Maybe I could have the